Dear children, today we study the third lesson of the supplementary reader, Footprints Without Feet, The Midnight Visitor. The story, The Midnight Visitor, is written by Robert Arthur, an American writer of mystery. And those of you who are passionate about mystery and suspense, you are really going to have a feast for your mind. Just before we go into the story, we analyze the different words or vocabulary that come in the story. I request you to go through the PPT along with my audio so that you get a better understanding of the vocabulary supplemented with sentences and visuals. So the first word that we learn is romantic. Romantic meaning imaginative, having a fantastic view of reality. Sentence we can make like writers and journalists should be very romantic. In history, we study the romantic period where intuition, where culture, music was given more importance than logic. Romantic. The second word that we learn is passably. Passably. Pass, passably. Just well enough. Tolerably well. It's a beautiful quote which is very interesting here. Take a bath twice a day, you can be very clean. Once a day, to be passably clean, reasonably, tolerably well enough. Once a week, to avoid being a public menace. So passably meaning tolerably well or just well enough. Another important word that comes in the story is espionage. This wrongly pronounced by many, espionage, all that and all. So the correct pronunciation would be espionage. Espionage meaning spying. Espionage. Check out. You can also Google out and listen to the pronunciation. Espionage. That is the work of spying. So we have some famous spies that will be asked in the textbook. Hercule Poirot, Miss Marple of Agatha Christie, Sherlock Holmes, James Bond. These are some of the famous spies that have been created by the writers. Another word that we have, sloppy, S-L-O-P-P-Y, sloppy. In the context of the story, it means carelessly dressed. Okay. Carelessly dressed is sloppy. Prosaic. Prosaic is ordinary. You can make a sentence like the word prosaic usually describes something that's common. Most of us live a prosaic, ordinary life. A lackluster response or an unimaginative description could also be called as something prosaic. The last word that we make ourselves familiar is chuckled, laughed quietly without opening one's mouth, chuckled. And one more word, sorry, it's wheezed, spoke, breathing noisily and heavily. Like sentence we can make like the illness like COVID-19 often leaves the patient wheezing, breathing noisily and heavily. Three important characters we have in the story, Orcival, a secret agent. Max, also another secret agent. So we have two secret agents, Orcival and Max. Fowler, a writer by profession. And the theme that will be highlighted in this thriller is we should not panic in any situation. Instead, we should take a step and face the situation with great presence of mind. So one of the key skills that everyone should have is the presence of mind, and that's what the story highlights, having a presence of mind. Second, of course, that comes with is one should not judge a person merely by his or her appearance. Appearances can be deceptive. Don't judge a book by its cover. So the two themes, one is to have the presence of mind, and second, not to judge anyone by his appearance merely. So do not jump into fast conclusions. Now we quickly go into the story. use the PPT while reading the text, because I've added the text here along with the important words and their meanings other than those given in the textbook itself. And I've also provided separate subheadings for each segment of the chapter. So that's the key events that take place in the story. So you can also convert those subheadings into questions and write the answers from the text. So along with, while reading, stop my video, audio, then listen to the, read the text, and then do familiarize yourself with the words given there, and then proceed slowly. I'm going to the story quickly, the gist of the story. Possible was a secret agent, but he did not look like that. So appearances can be deceptive, that's what we speak of. Paula felt sad that Ossible did not look like a secret agent, and Ossible had a room on the sixth and top floor of a French hotel. So Ossible was very fat. He spoke French and German, but he had a American accent. So Ossible told Fowler that he would be sad. Why? Because he didn't look like a spy. Fowler was a writer, and he had expected to see strange figures in the night. You also expected to hear the sound of pistols or about drugs in the wine, all that. But it was never so in this case. As against all this, Ossible told him that he had no beautiful girls around him, so he's going to feel bored in his company. While saying this, he opens the door of his little room for Fowler. So after a few minutes, Ossible told Fowler that he would see an important paper. Several men and women were after that, and this paper could change the course of history. Examination point of view, it's important what was the paper about and how it would change the course of history. Ossible closed the door, he switched on the light, then Fowler saw a man with a small automatic pistol standing across the room. It was the second secret agent, that is Max. Seeing him, Ossible said that he was shocked to see him there because he thought that he was in Berlin. Max's appearance, if you refer to him as a thin and not very tall, he looked like a fox. Max told Ossible that he came there for something. It was to take the report about some missiles from him. So Ossible sat into the armchair. He told him that he would complain to the manager. This first time, his presence of mind works. So he cooks up a story about a balcony, very important part of the story. What story does he cook up? What story does he make up immediately at that spur of moment? He says he told that he would complain to the management. It would be that someone had entered his room through an ordinary window in the balcony. So it creates a story about a non-existent balcony. The balcony should be closed at once, he says. Max reacted, saying that he didn't enter the room from the balcony. And he had a pass key. So he enters through a pass key, not through the balcony, because this is a made-up story to convince him that there was a balcony. Ossible told him that the balcony was of the next room. So read that properly from the text and find out what description he gives about the balcony. Then there is a talk about the report. He asked him to sit down. Ossible asked Max how he had learned about the report. Max told Ossible he wished he knew how Ossible's men had obtained the report. He hoped to get the report back that night. Then at that time, we have a knock on the door. So this second incident that takes place where we have Ossible's presence of mind working for the second time. So the knock on the door, he converts that situation into his favor. So Fowler jumped at this sudden knocking. Ossible is very calm and quiet. That's the theme, that is, remain calm and quiet. Don't panic. Use your presence of mind. So he smiles. He told that this was the police. See, another immediately cooking up something that was not planned at all. He had told to the police about the importance paper, so it needed an extra protection. So the police was there to make something all right. So that's where Max gets panic. He becomes nervous. So hearing this, Max gets nervous, and Orcival asked Max what he would do. If Orcival did not answer the door, the police would enter anyway. The door was unlocked. The police might shoot also, as the papers were very important. So Max's face was black with anger. He opened the window and put his leg out into the night. He asked Orcival to send the police back. He would go and wait on the balcony, about which Orcival had made up a story and convinced him. He also warned that he would shoot and take his chance come back to take the paper. So Max drops down, knocking at the door continues. Max had his gun over Orcival and follow. So he stood there catching the door frame with his other hand to support himself. Then he moved his other leg up and over the windowsill. And at that moment, the doorknob turned. Max freed himself and dropped to the so-called or the said balcony. Then what was heard, we know. There was no balcony at all. So he would have certainly fallen onto the ground. And there was a shrieking sound that was heard, which evidently said that he had fallen to the ground. And who entered? Not the police, the waiter. The waiter stands there with a tray, a bottle, and two glasses. He set the tray at the table. He uncorked the bottle and left the room. And this gave the writer, Fowler, the shock of his life. Every thrill that he wanted, he received. This really amazed Fowler. So he asked Orcival about the police. Orcival told him that there was never any police. Fowler asked about the man on the balcony, that's about Max. And Orcival told, oh, he won't return because there is no balcony at all. So this is the way that Orcival, who was fat, who did not look like a spy, cleverly outsmarted Max. So the story ends on that note where he outsmarts his enemies, his adversaries, and he has been successful to overcome those situations only because of his presence of mind. And so that's one quality that we should develop. Second, it's on the other side, when you watch someone, when you see someone, do not pass a judgment without really knowing about him or her, because appearances can be deceptive. Let's say the two proverbs that we always speak is, all that glitters is not gold, or do not judge the book by its cover. So with this, we conclude the story. That's the end of the story. And now you have to go through the question answers. We are giving you a handout for that. Also a worksheet which you should complete, so that you will have a complete understanding of the story. Thank you.